Russia fired a barrage of missiles at Ukraine today. At least one person died in Ukraine. Hours later, Poland said there was an explosion on its territory near its border with Ukraine, an explosion that killed at least two people. President Biden, who is in Asia for the G20 summit, told reporters that there is preliminary information that, quote, contests the idea that the missile that caused the explosion in Poland was fired from Russia.
It's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia.
All right, to talk more about this, we're joined now by NPR's Emily Feng, who is in Bali. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Elsa.
Okay, so what do we know so far about what exactly happened in Poland?
We know that some kind of missile hit this eastern Polish village just miles from its border with Ukraine. It killed two farmers there and destroyed a tractor. Poland has said the missile was Russian-made, but they're still working to determine where it came from. President Biden, who's here in Bali, is in close touch with the NATO Secretary General. He called Poland's president, and Biden just gave these remarks to the press here in Bali. Reporters asked him if he thought the missile came from Russia, and here's what he said.
There is preliminary information that contests that. I don't want to say that till we completely investigate.
Right. So the information contests that so far, and we just do not know who fired the missile and from where.
Okay. Well, before President Biden made those remarks that we just heard, I know that he held a meeting with some other world leaders. He is, after all, at the G20 in Bali. What can you tell us about that meeting?
Right. They delayed a mangrove planting they had scheduled, and Biden quickly had a closed roundtable with all the countries in the group of seven countries. This is Germany, Canada, France, Italy, Japan, UK, and also European Union representatives who conveniently here were all here for the G20. Now, there's unanimity in supporting Poland to do a thorough investigation into who launched this missile and how it landed in Poland. And this is critical because Poland is a NATO country, and being part of that security alliance means an attack on Poland would require NATO members, including the U.S., to decide if they want to help defend Poland. But first, all NATO members need to be very careful and determine exactly what happened and whether that requires them to take action. So Biden says the next steps are to meet with the NATO ambassadors.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, how have Russians responded? How have they explained what happened in Poland?
The Russian Defense Ministry has resolutely denied that it targeted Poland. It's called these reports that it may have fired the missile, quote, intentional provocation with the goal of escalating the situation. Again, I want to stress that no one knows right now who fired the missile and from where. In the past, Russian missiles have been notoriously reliable, so there was this possibility that it could have been a stray missile that landed in Poland. It's also possible it was fired from a third country, like Belarus, where attacks on Ukraine have been staged from Russia. But it could also be debris from Ukraine, because they've been intercepting dozens of missiles a day fired towards cities like the Kyiv. So there's a lack of clarity about what's happening, and that's likely going to throw further drama here on the last day of the G20 summit in Bali, where the U.S. and European leaders have been pushing other countries present here to condemn Russia's invasion. But there's a good number of South and Southeast Asian countries who are participating, and they are reluctant to do so. There's disagreement about how to characterize the Russian invasion of Ukraine and what to do about it. And so this confusion about what's happened with these missile strikes in Poland will likely further muddy that conversation today.
That is NPR's Emily Feng in Bali. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you, Elsa.